Salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Good works cannot avert on doom, they help and save us ever. Faith goes to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our
Good morning. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, and Furstivanger Lutheran Church in Fertile. We are happy to bring Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast, to you every Sunday morning. Today we read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the third chapter, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him, and John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John's baptism was for the forgiveness of sins. This is why he tried to prevent Jesus from being baptized. He knew that Jesus was sinless. After all, he had already identified Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He could not take away sin if he were a sinner. It was John who needed to be baptized by Jesus, not Jesus who needed to be baptized by John. But Jesus explained to John why he wanted John to baptize him. He said, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus was not baptized because he needed baptism. He was baptized in order to fulfill all righteousness. But he was already righteous. He was born without sin. He lived a sinless life. He never did anything wrong. He never left any duty undone. He certainly didn't need to be baptized in order to become a righteous man. He was already a righteous man. What, then, did he mean when he said, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness"? In order to answer this question, we need to consider what baptism is. Literally, it means a washing. To baptize is to wash. It is to apply water. The water may be sprinkled or poured over the head. The person being baptized may be submerged completely under the water. In either case, washing takes place. That's what baptism is. It's a washing. But it is more. It is a washing of the Holy Spirit. It is a washing in the blood of the Lamb. It is a washing of rebirth to eternal life. It is a washing that gives us a clear conscience. It is a washing away of sin. It is a washing that drowns the old Adam so that the new man can rise up to inherit everlasting life. It is a washing that covers us with the spotless robe of Christ's righteousness. It is a washing that fills us with the Holy Spirit and joins us in fellowship with one another. The washing of holy baptism is a heavenly washing with the almighty power of God joined to it. And all of these benefits of baptism, clearly taught throughout the New Testament, derive from this fact: Christ fulfilled all righteousness. He submitted to holy baptism not to take away his own sin, for he has no sin to take away. He submitted to holy baptism in order to take upon himself our sin. In this way, when we receive holy baptism, we leave in the water all of our sin, and we take from the water the very righteousness that our Lord Jesus fulfilled. The baptism of Jesus is a mirror image of our own. Jesus places into baptism his righteousness, so that when we are baptized, this righteousness may be given to us. And just as his baptism obliged him to do battle against the devil, in the wilderness and on the cross, just so our baptism is for us victory over the devil. Jesus bears the sin of the world. He dies. Water and blood flow from his pierced side. Now the water of holy baptism is our washing in the blood of the Lamb. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Trinity was clearly revealed. We are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. At Jesus' baptism, the Father spoke in a voice that came from heaven. The Son was standing in the Jordan River. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove. Christ's baptism is thus joined to ours. He placed into holy baptism the treasures that we receive from it. Baptism is God's gift. It is not our work. True, you see a man pouring water over the head, but God himself is doing the baptizing. Martin Luther puts it this way in the Large Catechism. He writes, "To be baptized in God's name is to be baptized not by men, but by God himself. Although it is performed by men's hands, it is nevertheless truly God's own act. From this, everyone can easily conclude that it is of much greater value than the work of any man or saint. For what work can man do that is greater than God's work?" Luther is right. Baptism is the work of God, and that's how we should regard our baptism. When we do everything we can to live the life of a Christian, we must finally, in all humility and honesty, admit something. We have not done enough. And so our baptism must be there. It remains for us a washing that continues to cleanse us of all our sins. It is not a mere symbol of an act of human devotion, far from it, but rather God has joined his own divine majesty and honor to holy baptism. Consider what happened when Jesus was baptized. The heavens were opened. The Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and all of God's glory was shown clearly. Lent begins. Lent corresponds to the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness, fasting, being tempted by the devil. The 40 days of Lent end on Easter Sunday, when the church celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Just as Jesus' baptism sent him into the wilderness to do battle for us, our baptism sets us at war against the one who tempted our Lord. "If you are the Son of God," is how the devil tempted Jesus. "If you are a Christian," is how the devil tempts us. He will call our status into question, and he wants to persuade us to doubt that God is on our side, and in this way, to rob us of our Christian faith. What is the first question asked of the candidate for baptism in the liturgy for holy baptism? It is not, "Do you believe in God the Father Almighty?" But it is rather, "Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways?" The life of a Christian is a life at war, and we have weapons at our disposal that we should use. The devil isn't a joke. He's not a religious myth or a symbol of naughty things. He's real, and he's out to destroy Christians. He kills souls by lying. And the biggest lie of the devil is to question the Christian's relationship with God. And the greatest weapon that the Christian has against the father of lies and murderer of souls is his baptism. Nowhere is the triune God so clearly revealed than at the baptism of Jesus. And nowhere is his power in our life so clearly displayed than in our baptism. We have the power of God's name. We have the power of God's word. His name includes his very essence. He swears by himself and cannot break his promises. And his name is joined to our name. His word is almighty. And in baptism, God's word is joined to the water in such a way as to make it a heavenly washing to which we can go and be cleansed of our sins every single day of our lives. When you confess your sins and God forgives you your sins, it is your baptism that provides you with the guarantee that this forgiveness is sincere. Because St. Paul makes it plain. In baptism, we put on Christ. In baptism, we're joined to Christ's death and resurrection. St. Peter teaches that baptism saves us by the resurrection of Christ by giving us a good conscience before God. Now let's look at the facts. Did Jesus not die? And did he not rise from the dead? Yes, he did. And this must mean that our sins are forgiven, because if he died for our sins and failed to take those sins away, he never would have risen from the dead. But he rose from the dead. This means that he succeeded in bearing away our load of sin and guilt. Now, someone might say, well, that's an historical occurrence that happened 2,000 years ago. But every Christian has been baptized into union with Christ's death and resurrection, as St. Paul clearly teaches in Romans 6. And so we find refuge in our baptism. We find refuge in Christ. Baptism saves. That's what St. Peter writes in 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism doth also now save us. Now, there's no way to change those words to get them to say something else. The Bible says this. That settles it. Baptism saves because God himself joins salvation to it. God has chosen to bind himself with his honor and might and grace to this holy sacrament. He has purchased the saving power of baptism with his precious blood. How can we possibly despise it? We are baptized. Tell that to the devil when he would call into question God's faithfulness to us. We are baptized. We have put on Christ and can face any demonic accusation, any temptation of the flesh, any false promises of this world. Consider God the Father's verdict, proclaimed for the whole world to hear. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is his verdict as well on those who have been clothed in Christ in holy baptism. If you want to learn how to live like a Christian, you need to know for a fact that you are a Christian. Jesus says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Now that's what he says. Your baptism is God's guarantee to you that your faith is not in vain, and that you stand before God with his full approval and blessing. Only when you know where you stand with God can you live before God with confidence. And this is what Jesus had in mind when he told St. John the Baptist that he needed to fulfill all righteousness. He had you in mind. He had your daily life in mind. He knew that you'd struggle to live a holy life, and then you'd fall into the sins of pride and lust and malice and greed, and that you would face the temptation to give up on living the Christian life that God called you to live. And he wanted you to know today and every day of your life that through faith in Christ, covered with his righteousness in baptism, you are a righteous saint. So claim what God has given to you. Claim it. Amen. And we thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. Check us out on the World Wide Web, christforus.org, and tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast.